Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast.
I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel.
Where you can master the art of enriching your life.
What kind of kindergarten shit is this?
And finding a path to financial freedom.
Who the fuck was supposed to teach me how to do my taxes?
So sit back, relax, and step into the Rich Room. You know I can't help but these, cause they know they can never touch these. So baby, let me talk my shit, or I might just throw another fit.
How the heck are you? Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast, people. I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel. I know that at the beginning of last episode, I said happy Friday and the podcast didn't come out till Sunday, but that's okay. Another thing, you noticed that I didn't start this episode out saying happy insert day here because I don't want to commit myself to a day. I don't know if you can hear it, but the lawn people are here. Let me fucking see what's going on. Okay, so it's not the fucking lawn people. It is, I actually don't even know which utility company this is with. But last week, they tore up my driveway, and not just my driveway, other people's driveways, and then don't know what the fuck they did. Then they repaved them. But when they repaved them, they paved it with concrete that is brown instead of gray like the rest of the concrete. Why? I truly don't understand it. And it's not like it's in any certain pattern or design. It almost seems fucking arbitrary. Well, that was last week. So then I just looked outside of my house right now and they're tearing up more of my driveway. Oh, and they don't tell me. They don't give me any notice that they're doing this either. And they just put orange cones up in my driveway. And all I would like is a little fucking notice. Like, slip a little something in my mailbox saying, hey, we need access to your driveway. You're not going to be able to exit your driveway. Ugh, gosh. I don't even know what the fuck they're doing. Whatever. How are y'all doing? I'm doing okay. I feel like I've kind of been in a little bit of a rut. Or maybe it just means I feel more like I've been worn down. I've been so busy going through so many different things at the same time and then trying to start so many projects at the same time. And I'm having trouble juggling it all and finding the appropriate rhythm. I'm going to figure it out. I know I'm going to figure it out, but I really haven't cracked that code yet. Very recently, in fact, joined a manifestation group. And I know that sounds extra witchy woo-woo, but that is me. And I am so excited to be a part of it. One of my friends created the course, and so she is in the process of testing it. And so I decided to join because it is about manifesting wealth into your life. And I want to fucking do that. I want to do that. And when I think about money and I think about finances, and I've shared this with y'all before, but I have an emotional reaction, a negative emotional reaction, like out of fear, out of anxiety, out of I just don't know what I'm doing. And then I don't know if I'm going to ever be able to figure it out. So having someone coach me through it and someone who I know and trust and someone who I have seen firsthand success for her, it kind of seems like a no-brainer. One thing that attracted me to this course is the fact that she is framing the entire course around the new moon cycles and the full moon cycles. And I think that is so fucking cool. And it's kind of what I've been looking for. I've been looking for something to help me do some sort of ritual or something like that to push me and propel me forward and, quite frankly, catapult me into success. And that's what I want. That's what I'm here for. And I want to pass on whatever I find onto you. I want to help you. I want to help myself. I want to help me help you. That's what I want. And that's what I intend to find. I started the videos yesterday, and I can't fucking wait. I think the new moon is on Tuesday. There are ceremonies around every new moon and full moon, and I think the new moon is on Tuesday, so I am preparing for that. Sounds like it's right up my fucking alley. And I wasn't even looking for it. It just fell into my lap. Maybe the universe is telling me something. I think it is. I think it is telling me something. I think, and to piggyback the meditation, well, I guess it's a meditation course. It's a manifestation course. It's a somatic course. So many things. And I've been kind of doing all of these things on my own, and I've had some success with them for sure. But it's going to be nice to be guided and led by someone who knows what the fuck they're doing. That's very exciting. There was another thing that kind of brought me, or was really more of an affirming thing, because you have those feelings, right? You know, you make a decision and then something happens that affirms your choice and you're like, I absolutely made the right decision. Thank you, universe, for showing me that I was on the right path, that I made the right choice. And I had that several times when I was discussing this course with my friend. The first time was when she talked about the moon cycles. Y'all know, I love the damn moon. The moon is gorgeous. The moon is beautiful. And it definitely has an effect on us. And also, the planets have effects on us. Like, what is the point of the planets but to affect our solar system, to have some effect on us? It doesn't make any sense for them to be there. Like, why are they even there? Do you know what I'm saying? So I think we should, you know, maybe listen to them a little bit, or study them, or become familiar with them, or honor them. You know what I'm saying? So the second thing that happened that affirmed my decision into going into this manifestation course is the fact that she recommended The Power of Now. Can y'all hear that? The fucking truck is backing up now. I'm like, beep, beep, beep. These people are working my fucking nerves. I will tell you that right now. I am very grateful, though, that I have a different podcast set up, so you can't really hear what's going on outside, even though I can. I'm very grateful for my podcast mic. Thank you, podcast mic. Okay. That's so silly. Okay, so the second thing that happened that was like, okay, this is definitely the right choice, was that my friend recommended books, and it was books that I already had, and it was from an author who I was very familiar with, but actually have not really dove into his material. And I think I've talked about him before. His name is Eckhart Tolle. Many people told me that I was mispronouncing his last name, that it is not Eckhart Tolle, and that it is actually Eckhart Tolle, T-O-L-L-E, but not, there's no E at the end. Tolle. I'm sorry, y'all. It's a weird one today. I'm on a weird, very weird, silly energy. Madison is feeling the same. She was literally singing about graham crackers when we went to Publix earlier. Okay, so Eckhart Tolle. Many people said that I was mispronouncing his name, but I am not mispronouncing his name because I started the audiobook and the publisher introduced him at the beginning of the audiobook and she said Eckhart Tolle with an E at the end. Tolle! So when I started going through the materials yesterday for this manifestation course, my friend recommended The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And I think Something Earth by Eckhart Tolle, and there were two other books. I don't remember them off the top of my head. But I have The Power of Now. I ordered The Power of Now. And I have a bit of a history with Eckhart Tolle, if you'll indulge me for a moment. The first time I heard of Eckhart Tolle was when I listened to the Kendrick Lamar album, Mr. Morale and the Worldwide Steppers. That was the album. And I was, I think I've talked, I know I've talked about this before. I was probably in the middle of the hardest year of my life, which I would say really that started April, May 2022. But I know that in May 2022, I was in a deposition in Mississippi and I had flown from New Orleans to Mississippi. God, where? Jackson, Tupelo? I'm not sure. So I went to this deposition and I was having a very hard time, like almost would probably be a very low, almost rock bottom, but oh no, there's actually more underneath that rock bottom situation. And I was very down and very low and I was working. I was there for a deposition, a big deposition. Suffice it to say your girl was going through it. And I remember when I liked Kendrick Lamar, and I remember reading a NOLA.com article saying that Kendrick Lamar had come out with a new album and that it was not getting good reviews because they were saying basically it wasn't marketable. And I did not have anything to listen to on the plane, so I downloaded the album from Spotify to listen to it offline. And the first thing in the album, on the first track, you hear Kendrick come on and there's like just a few piano notes and he goes, "I've been going through something." And I was like, "Oh shit, me too." And it really resonated with me. So I was instantly very interested in the album. And I was listening to the album and I kept hearing throughout the album this man speaking. He wasn't singing or rapping, but he was talking throughout the whole album. And it was this German guy with, you know, the voice of an angel, and he's saying all of these things throughout the album, and I was like, well, who the fuck is that? So when I got back to New Orleans, I remember looking him up, and I found out he was a spiritual healer named Eckhart Tolle. When I was researching him, I saw that he was very much of the opinion or belief that, you know, you need to be in the present moment, right? You need to be present. And I had heard that before. You got to be present. You can't be thinking about the past. You can't be thinking about the future. Everything that matters. The only thing that matters is the present moment. And he had all of these like little meditations to help you get into the present moment. And I used some of those at that time after I learned who he was. I did not stick with them, but I used them at the time and they definitely helped me. I mean, I don't want to say that I felt good because I did not feel good, but it helped me not feel really, really bad in a time that I was feeling really fucking bad. So I didn't buy his book then. And the next time that I remember hearing about him was when I moved to Miami, and I guess it was about a year ago, I started having video calls with a girl named Zixa, and she lives in Dubai. Shout out to my girl. And we have been video chatting for over a year now, which has kind of defied all of my beliefs about distance and communication and staying in touch. And because if you want to stay in touch, no matter how far the distance, you can. There is no reason in this day and age to not. And so this relationship has really opened up my brain, opened up my entire mind, opened up my world, really. So when I was talking to her, I feel maybe a year ago at some point, she was like, "Have you heard of Eckhart Tolle?" And I was like, "Oh my God, yes, I have." And I told her about the Kendrick Lamar album. And then she said that she had read his book, The Power of Now. And I was like, "Oh, that's so good." And I want to say, no, I don't think it actually was at that time. No, it wasn't. Maybe it was. I can't remember. Everything runs together at this point. Well, at some point, I did buy the book, but it just sat on my bookshelf and I did not read it. And then the third time that I recall Eckhart Tolle coming back into my life was a few months ago, actually. Well, maybe it started more like 6 months ago when my friend Julia asked me if I wanted to go to see Eckhart Tolle here in Miami. And I was like, "Oh, absolutely. I want to go see him. My friend Issa went as well." And it was a very good experience. And I told myself that I was going to read his book before I went to see him speak, but I did not. It's not that I didn't want to, I just didn't. You know, I have other shit going on and whatever. So the fourth time that Eckhart Tolle came into my life was yesterday in my manifestation course, when my friend in the course recommended his book. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have that book. I should read it. And she specifically recommended that I listen to the audiobook because he narrates it himself. And I was like, that sounds good, because he does have a very calming, soothing demeanor and tone and voice. I mean, you kind of have to, if you're a spiritual healer, you kind of got to bring it. So I started listening. I downloaded Audible. I think it was Audible. I downloaded something. And I started listening to it this morning. And it is very, very good. I'm like, why the hell have I not been listening? Did I not read this? Did I not listen to this sooner? And I had the realization that I think Eckhart Tolle on some level has been trying to enter my life for since 2022. Oh my gosh, we're in May. So what are we in? May 20, 3 years ago. So for the past 3 years, Eckhart Tolle has been trying to break through into my life. And it finally happened. And even just in one day of listening to the book and doing this manifestation course, I have already had some pretty significant perspective shifts. The first perspective shift that I had yesterday was before I even started reading the book or listening to the book. And that has to deal with my, you know, attitude towards money and finances. When I had my daughter, I was very anxious and very shameful and embarrassed, not of her, but of the situation. And I felt like I had placed a huge financial burden on my family. And I felt very, 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 very guilty about that. And so I think from that time on, I have felt that anytime I receive help or anything from my family, I feel like I'm again a financial burden. I had the realization yesterday, though, that so the whole thing about this, about manifestation, and I'm sure everyone here, everyone listening knows a little bit about manifestation. And I only really know a little bit, but from what I gather as a general, from a general sense, manifestation means that you have the power to attract things to you that you want. But in order to attract something to you, you already have to embody the feeling and spirit that you already have what you want. So you basically have to turn yourself, your inner self, into the person who is ready to receive the thing you want. And your attitude, and so basically you attract what you're feeling inside, basically. And when it, as it relates to money and finances, I have had this belief in my brain that when I receive help from my family, that I am a financial burden. So it almost makes sense that the universe is like, we're not going to give her any more, you know, financial shit because she feels like it's a burden. So we're not going to do that. And that really, I was like, damn, you know, that is how I feel. I've been worried about money. So it's not going to be coming to me in a prosperous way. I do feel like I'm not far off, though. I do feel like I am close to cracking the code. I feel like I am on the right track. I keep getting these affirming signs that I feel are from the universe or the higher power or whatever, whatever you want to call it. I feel like I keep getting affirming signs. And I'm just going to lean into that. I'm going to listen to the universe or to God or whoever, you know, whatever we call it. And don't you worry, I fully intend on sharing everything I know with you all. Oh my gosh, did I just say you all? Who am I? Am I not from the South? Y'all. Okay, let's correct that. I'm so sorry. Holy shit. So me and Madison went to Publix today. This has been the first day that I've had quote unquote off in quite some time. And when I mean like 2 weeks or something like that, I mean, it's not been crazy. But today, and I guess it's not really off because I'm working on the podcast, but whatever. I truly feel like I work almost every day and I rest almost every day. I do think there needs to be periods of rest that are longer than one day. I think it is necessary for us to rest. But as I mentioned earlier, I haven't found the best rhythm for me. Oh my God, can y'all hear that? They are literally tearing up the fucking concrete. And oh my God, let me see. Okay, they're laying gravel back down. Whatever. Ugh. Where was I? Oh, my day off and working on my day off. Well, whatever. You know, I'm really enjoying what I'm doing, even though I really didn't want a podcast today. But I think it's I didn't want a podcast because I felt like last week's experience from podcasting wasn't great. So it almost had like a little like anxiety related to doing the podcast today. But I just told myself, you know what, bitch, these are your people. Just go and sit and talk. And that will be great. Oh, I actually just had deja vu. That's so weird. Weird. Okay, so me and Madison went to Publix. We have two Publix stores that we will like, two separate locations. There's one that's very close to our house. I'm talking a stone's throw from our house. And obviously the convenience is one of the most enticing things about that Publix. And it typically has everything we need. I mean, usually, but not always. There is a second Publix location that is not as close, but still pretty damn close. And we go to that location as well. Much bigger, a much bigger Publix location. Me and Madison used to really, really dread going to the grocery store. And we have completely kicked that anxiety. We now have reframed going to the grocery store as something fun. We've decided we're not in a rush, we're not in a hurry, and we're just going to go to the store and have fun. And we've done that, I would say, for a few weeks now, and it's been quite successful. I don't dread going to the grocery store now. It's more of a fun thing that we do together. Well, at the first Publix store, the one that's closest, one time we were trying to figure out where, I guess, pickles were. I don't know why we couldn't find pickles. We were really looking for pickled okra. If you haven't tried pickled okra, go to your local grocery store and do yourself a favor. Pickled okra is so good. So good. So I think that's what we were looking for, pickled okra. And there was a guy, a younger guy, maybe more in her age range, and he was unloading items onto the shelves, and Madison went and asked him if he knew where the pickles were, and he didn't, and we were like, oh, it's okay, but he actually took the effort to try and look it up on his little device that he had. I guess it's like an inventory device, and he looked it up, and he found it for us, and he was quite cute. And Madison was like, oh my gosh, I think I have a Publix crush. I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. So probably the next time that we went to the grocery store, we went to the other Publix, the bigger Publix. And little did I know, I was also going to find myself a Publix crush. I was getting flowers for my clients for Mother's Day. And he was unloading flowers into the flower area. And I was actually texting my friend to tell her how much the flowers were. So I took a picture of the price on the wall of the flowers. Now, this gentleman was unloading flowers. And although I zoomed in enough so he would not be in the photo, because I didn't, you know, I didn't want him to make him feel uncomfortable. I zoomed in so he wouldn't be in the photo, but he thought he was in the photo. And when he was putting the flowers down, he like looked over his shoulder quickly and gave me the biggest smile. And I was like, okay, that's really cute. He was definitely more age appropriate for me, I think. And I think the funniest thing, or really one of the things I liked, was that he was wearing a hairnet. He was wearing a hairnet, unloading flowers, and then completely looked over his shoulder and smiled for the camera. I just appreciated the, dare I say, swagger or playfulness. I liked that. So now I also have a Publix crush. We've decided, Madison and I, we decided that we are going to alternate between the two Publix locations so that, you know, they don't think we're like going there to see them. You know, it's strategic. I will say that Madison actually mentally broke up with her first Publix crush and now has a different Publix crush that she just decided about today. And he was very cute as well. He was our cashier and I liked him. He did not know what an artichoke was, but that was fine. I barely know what an artichoke is, so he has nothing to be embarrassed about. Another really big deal is that I have cracked. Another really big deal is that I have cracked the code to feeding Sadie, to making Sadie eat, to getting, Sadie's my dog, to getting Sadie to eat. I feel like a freaking genius. Do y'all remember when I said that I kind of figured it out a little bit when I would take her food away in all throughout the day? Like, you basically only have food put out in the morning and food put out in the evening. She eats twice a day. I did that. It worked kind of until it didn't. And then I tried a different strategy, and I feel like I'm basically the dog whisperer now. I started feeding her only half cans of food. I only give her half of the can of food, and I put a tinfoil over the other half of the can and put the other half of the can away to give it to her later. It seems that the perception of scarcity that I gave to her made her want the food more. So she sees that there's only a little bit of food left that I give her. There's only a little amount, so she better eat it. Because as before, she was eating just a little bit and then leaving food. So now I only give her half a can and she eats all of it. And her appetite is great. She's eating very regularly. She's not throwing up. She really hasn't been throwing up. Ugh. I'm like a freaking genius. So I'm very happy about that. Another thing I'm very happy about is I am going on a boat. I'm on a boat. Hey, I'm on a boat. Hey. I'm very excited to be going on a boat. It's a friend of mine's birthday, and we are surprising her with a boat day. Can't wait. I hope she doesn't listen to the podcast. Okay, now I definitely can't put the podcast out before we go on the boat day. Not that she's listening to the podcast, but just in case I was like, oh my God, maybe I should listen to Lindsay's podcast. And she does. And then she hears it. And then I spill the beans. I can't live with that on my conscience. Like, no. So I'm going to have to wait and put the podcast out. So whatever. You know what? You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. So I'm going on a boat. And I am so excited. It's just a group of ladies going on a boat ready to turn the fuck up. I'm excited. I hear there are floaties, goggles, and I'm just really, really, really excited. I ordered, but I didn't realize that I ordered like a large amount, but I ordered these light up cat ears to wear while I podcast. And it actually came in a big bag. So there's like 15. So I'm going to bring, and I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with all these light up cat ears? And I kept them, right? So I realized that I could use them for the boat day because, okay, we got the boat from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. So the sun will be going down, even though the sun stays up pretty fucking late here. The sun will be going down. So when we are on our cruise on the way back in, we can wear our light up cat ears. Oh, and the boat is a yacht. I'm going yachting and I will listen to yacht rock. No, I won't. I'm probably going to be listening to rap, hip hop, like boat day music. Do you know what I'm saying? I think I'm going with a group of bad bitches, which is very exciting. The group chat has been centered around how stringy the bikinis are going to be and which thong bikini is going to be worn. For a moment there, I thought I needed to go buy a, you know, more revealing bikini, like to keep up, right? But it'll be okay. Okay, so I do have a thong bikini, not a thong bikini. I do have a thong one piece, and I did try it on in preparation for this boat day, but it just rides up your fucking ass, and it is just, I don't know if I could be in that state for a whole entire day. I just don't know. It just feels like it would be uncomfortable, and maybe it just doesn't fit properly yet, but I'm not sure. So we'll see how I feel tomorrow. Madison told me that I should bring options. And I will. But I have never been in a position where I feel like I need to actually get a more revealing bathing suit. If anything, having large boobs has made me feel like all bathing suits that I wear are like hypersexual, and so I almost feel super self-conscious. Let me just go on a fucking tangent right here. I am so sick of women's bodies, particularly their boobs, being hypersexualized or sexualized at all. I don't understand how men are allowed to show their nipples, but women are not. I don't understand how it is the appropriate thing for us to wear our boobs in fucking straitjackets. I don't get it, and I don't like it. If I can't show my nipples, neither can you, Chad. Like, I cover up at the beach. You're distracting me, and I can't avert my eyes. So there. I just feel like either everyone has to cover their nipples or no one has to cover their nipples. And that is the hill I plan to die on, okay? And while I'm fucking at it, body hair, okay? I get that, like, body hair can be offensive looking, but why? It sucks that something that naturally happens to you is something that society asks you to change about yourself. Women literally have to get waxes, laser hair removal in order to just like exist. I don't get it. So it's no wonder our pain threshold is so high. We just put ourselves into painful situations constantly. High heels, another painful situation that we endure. Tight clothes, like, I don't know what we're doing, but we have been, dare I say, playing ourselves? I don't know. What are we training for? Why do we need all this pain? I will reveal that I purchased an at-home waxing kit. So after this podcast, that is what I will be doing with my afternoon on my day off. figuring that out. I hope all goes well. Pray for me. Send me good energy. But yeah, I'm excited about the boat day. I feel like it is a huge milestone in my Miami journey. Like, going on a boat in Miami on Memorial Day weekend is like, wow, you're a local. Wow, you have been, you're going to the marina. You're going to go on a chartered boat on a fucking yacht, bitch. I've never been on a yacht. This is very exciting. There's like bathrooms and shit on this boat. Like, it's gorgeous. My friend Michi set it up. She's amazing. I'm so excited. It's going to be like a great experience. You know I'm going to be posting photos on my social media, so look out for that. And I'm just excited. This new, I'll just talk about the manifestation course again. Just having this one, making this one decision has had a really good effect on me in a very short amount of time. And I'm paying attention to that. I'm paying attention to how I feel, and it feels good. And I'm on the right path, and I'm excited. I'm so fucking excited. So I was going to talk about politics today. You know, I actually have things already outlined, facts already looked up and verified, and I just don't fucking want to. I just don't want to. It's exhausting. It's tiring. And I know that, you know, I do need to be a participant in this whole situation of resistance, but it cannot be constant, and I have to take breaks in order to preserve my, you know, energy, life force. Like, I need to take breaks. And today, I needed to take a break from it. I don't want to talk about it. It's important, I agree, but today, I don't want to talk about it. It's too much right now. It feels like too much right now, and I know that that is the point. That's the point of this constant, I mean, you guys, we are not even halfway, I mean, we're barely halfway into this year, not even halfway through this administration, and it is exhausting. That is being done by design. It's intended to wear us out. There are too many issues at one time to fight, so you really need to pick an issue and fight for it. As I told you, my issue that I am picking is nipples. Men need to cover their nipples, or women get to show theirs. Those are the only two options in my mind. I'm just kidding. That's not really the issue I'm going to, you know, really champion for. I mean, I think it's important, and I understand it. It's maybe a part of a larger issue. But you can't take on every issue. And I'm doing what I can when I can. And today I just couldn't do it. And that's okay. That's okay. Something just came to mind because I feel like I kind of sounded like Scarface just now. And it's like, that's okay. That's okay. And Madison and I recently watched Scarface. As you all know, Scarface, I forgot the name of the main character. I mean, obviously Scarface, but I know he has a name. But the character is played by Al Pacino. In the movie Scarface, the main character, Scarface, is very, very attractive. He gives off BDE. For those who don't know what BDE is, it stands for Big Dick Energy. He seems like he have swagger. And it kind of challenged to me. So I remember, y'all remember me talking about Scott Galloway. I mean, I don't know why I said it like that. Anyways, I was talking about Scott Galloway a few episodes back, and I remember him saying maybe a year ago or something, and I think I might have talked about it on the podcast, that he said that women want men who are 6 foot and make over $100,000 a year, which isn't really, doesn't sound that crazy, but when he did like some statistics, he said that, I want to say it was 2%. That only accounts for about 2% of the male population, which is like, uh-oh. Maybe it's more, it can't be less, but maybe it's a little more. But it was a small percentage, and I was like, oh, shit. But I would like to amend the requirement that men be of a certain height. And that was challenged by Al Pacino in Scarface when I most recently watched it. Because he was on the shorter side and he was definitely he definitely had swagger. He definitely seemed attractive. I can see why people would like be attracted to that kind of a man. I mean, don't get me wrong, I know he did bad things with the being, you know, like the drugs and the killing and all of that. I mean, it's a movie, it's Scarface. But if you look at the qualities of like who he was, like he could have gone down a different path, but still had that same confidence and swagger. And the thing he did, he went after what he wanted and he didn't stop. And he was very persuasive. And I was, my thoughts, my beliefs about having a tall man was taken down a bit. If I do say taken down a few notches, you know, shortened a little bit. Pun intended. Now, I am 5'4". I am on the shorter side for sure. So it doesn't really take that much to be taller than me. And I don't know if I could date someone shorter than me. I really don't know. I don't know. But I think I no longer give a fuck if they're 6 foot. I know I don't. I don't give a fuck if he's 6 foot. So I'm taking that out of the equation. I think this manifestation course is also going to really give me some clarity on what I want from a partner. My friend, she has manifested everything in her life, and it's some pretty big things. One of them being her partner, her husband. So I'm like really excited for her to teach me her ways. I think it's going to be good. I think I'm going to really like it. I already really do like it. And I told you the first ceremony is on Tuesday. Can't fucking wait. Something that I am also really, really, really excited for. Oh, I have so much fun stuff going on now that I'm talking about it with y'all. I'm so excited. Okay, so another thing that I'm really, really excited for is I'm going to France, y'all. Very excited. I will be going to Paris this summer. And then after Paris, I will be going to Italy in Como, on Lake Como. I'm very excited. I think it's going to be an amazing trip. So Madison is studying abroad in France. And after her program is over, she's going to meet me in Paris. And then we are going to go to Como, Italy, on Lake Como. Then we'll fly, we'll take the train to Zurich, Switzerland, and then fly home to Miami. Zurich was the closest place that I could find that flies direct to Miami. I can't wait. There's so many good things happening in my life right now, and I am so grateful for it. I just can't wait to see what's going to happen. That's it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Follow me at the Rich Room Podcast and also follow my personal account at Love with Lindsay. I'm so excited for everything and I can't wait to learn more so I can share it with you. And I just can't fucking wait. I can't fucking wait. And I hope you all have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Wish me luck on the boat, y'all. Ciao. Au revoir. Arrivederci.